Okay, yesterday we discussed Matanis Lavyonim. We learned today about Mishloyach Manois. It says in the Pasuk, Mishloyach Manois, Ish Lirayeyu. It all starts and stops with this Pasuk. You shall send. It was the holiday that was instituted by Mordechai and Esther and the Anshe Knesses Hagadela to send Lishloyach Manois. What does Manois mean? Manois means gifts. It's a very hard word to translate. Gifts, plural, two gifts, ish, to a man, lireyeyu. Each one of these words is critical in understanding the halacha. At the end of the day, everything we're going to discuss now is really just issues. Because at the end of the day, basically, whatever you do is good. Okay, I guarantee you will find an opinion that will say that b'diavad yoytzei with just about anything that you can possibly do, you will fulfill your obligation, even extreme things. However, we're just discussing the issues. What are better ways to do it? What are ways that are not necessarily the best, depending on the circumstance? We'll just go through some of the ideas. First thing is, what is the purpose of Mishloach Manos? What are you trying to accomplish when you send a gift, two gifts, to one person? Let's clarify. Mishloach Manos is very different than Matanos Levyonim. Matanos Levyonim, as we discussed yesterday, the words are Matanos, not Monos, a Matana, a gift, Loevyonim, to poor people. Two plurals, Matanos, two gifts, Loevyonim, to two destitute people. Now, so we learned yesterday, how do they understand this? One for one, select two destitute people and give each one of them one gift. See, if not for Chazal, I think a person can make a mistake and think, Matanois lo evyonim, find two destitute people and give each one of them two gifts. Two matanos for a grand total of four. You give two matanos to poor man number one and two matanos to poor man number two. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is you give one matana to poor man number one and one matana to poor man number two. Yet, when it comes to mishloach monois ish lireyeyu, it clearly describes the mitzvah as being an ish, one man, lireyeyu, to his friend, and it says you shall give not matanois, but monois, gifts. So the conclusion, the bottom line is, the halacha is you give two gifts to one person. Now, Chazal did us a very big favor by giving us two mitzvahs and using very different language for mishloach monois and matanos levyoinim. Look at all the differences. By mishloach monois, the term is monois. By matanos levyoinim, the term is a matana. By matanos levyoinim, it doesn't say an ish lireyeyu. It says just give. Umatanos matanos lo evyonim. It doesn't describe who is giving the money. It doesn't say that an ish shall give a matana to re'eyu ho'evyon, to your friend the evyon. It doesn't have this verbosity. It just says, give a matana to the evyon. Let's not be romantic, poetic. When it comes to mishloach manos, we're very poetic, romantic. Oh, you're not going to give a matana, you can give a money. You can give manos. And who's giving? The ish. Who's the ish, by the way? Who's the ish? To who? Lireyehu. Each one of these words is jam-packed with explosive ideas. So let's explain. Number one, what's the purpose of doing this? So there are two basic mahalchim in the achronim, not even the rishonim, of why we give mishloach manos. One is to make sure that your friend has what to eat tonight for his Seudas Purim. Got to make sure he has to have a suda. The other reason given by the Rishonim is nothing to do with the suda. It's a technique to be marbe shalom ba'olam. To be marbe ahava reyos simcha leich kinois es kol hayehudim hanimseim b'shushan. Let's reenact the miracle. Let's all come together. The way we come together is by giving a gift. When you give someone a gift, you become partial to the one who gave you the gift. You come closer together. Now, by Matanos Le'Evyonim, yesterday we also discussed that there are two reasons given for the mitzvah of Matanos Le'Evyonim. One reason given was to make sure the poor man should have what to eat at his Su'udas Purim. And the second reason we gave was charity. Nothing more than just giving charity to a person. And we discussed many differences. If it's charity, the obligation is to give a pruta, like any other law of charity. If the reason why we're giving Mishloach Manos is to make sure that he has what to eat by the meal, then you have to give him a matana, enough money for him to purchase a dignified meal. So we described it yesterday, $5, $10, going to Bagel Hall, what does it cost to buy a nice breakfast? $5, $6, $7, that would be considered the obligation of Matanos Le'Evyonim to give $5, $6 to two poor people, a total of between $10 and $15 is what a person should give to two total for Matanos Le'Evyonim. Likewise, by Mishloach Manos, we have to first understand what is the lundus. Is it because you want to make sure he has what to eat for the meal, or is it just a token to be marbe ahava and shalom in adam lachaveray? And this obviously will translate into many, many nafgaminas. Let's go discuss some of the nafgaminas.
By paying cash, is going to be yoseh matano lo evyoni, cash money.
Yes, giving cash is considered a full fulfillment of matanos levin. When Chazal, they find the word matana, it does not say money. The contrast of matana versus money means any matana. Ad kadei kach, I didn't say this yesterday, clothing. Are you yoytze the mitzvah of matanos lo evyoni by giving a poor man clothing? So if it's a bidin of a su'uda, he should have what to eat for the meal? No. But if it's charity, giving clothing is considered to be a fulfillment of matanos lo evyoni. Today, make a halacha, we paskin pretty much today, but we do the practicality that the mitzvah of matanos lo evyoni is tzedakah. And that would mean you can give him anything that he needs. A check, even though the bank is closed. Let's say it's a day when the bank is closed, and he can't. Well, let's say give him a post-dated check. How about that? Let's go back to Matanos Lo Evyonim. Give him a check, but it's post-dated. You can't cash the check until the money's in the bank. Got to wait 2 weeks. Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Lo Evyonim? Well, if it's midin su'udas porim, obviously not. But if it's midin tzedakah, yes, you've given him something, even though at this moment it's not yet cash, but since in the near future it will be, he has something in his possession, that would be b'dievet. It's not ideal, of course, but that would be b'dievet.
You can't spend it that day.
Cannot spend that, exactly. Well, most of Matanos Le'Evyonim pretty much are like that today. They give anim, or you give the ani a check. Well, you expect him to go to the bank right now and cash it, and go to the store and buy something, that's not very likely. You give him the check, he'll deposit it whenever he'll deposit it. So hopefully, maybe today, he'll need the money today. But halacha l'maisa, we generally follow the matanos le'evyonim is to give the tzedakah. And giving tzedakah, we accept as long as he has the check in his hand, even if there's a technical reason why he's not able to liquidate it, turn to cash this very moment and pay his bills, or buy food at this very moment, as long as he has that money in his hand and it's guaranteed, it's certified, you don't have to assume the check's going to bounce. As long as it's assumed that it's a good check, you have fulfilled your mitzvah. Of course, you want to be mahader. You give him something which, where you can have immediate benefit from. Okay, let's go back to Mishloach Manos. Question, does a woman have an obligation to give Mishloach Manos? Problem is, it says in the Pasuk, Ish. Ish lireyu. That word is a sore thumb. Why does it say the word ish? It's not only to a woman, it's not only man, even a woman. So you want to say ish is just a generic term for a human being, any member of Klal Yisrael. Okay, many places can say that's pshat. Ish over here is not to be taken literally, a male. Ish v'lo isha. Even though the Gemara does that often, and makes a drasha ish v'lo isha. In the Megillah, the language of the Megillah is not meant to be precise, to be as it is in the Torah. It's a different nusach, it's a Megillah, it's not the Torah. And ish is a generic term for a human being. A Jewish human being has an obligation that would result halacha l'maaseh. We do paskin noshim are chayiv in the mitzvah of mishloach monos. A married man, ishtoi kigufoi, when he gives on behalf of his wife. But if a woman is not married and she's an adult, then she has her own private obligation to give mishloach monos. What? Of course, and matonos lo avyonim. She has an obligation. If she's married, then she's part of her husband. Children, adult children, certainly if they're not, they have their own income, they're not relying upon their parents, even if they live at home, they are obligated to give their own mishloach monos and their own matonos lavyonim. Children who are soymech al shulchan aviv, they live at home, their parents support them lock, stock, and barrel, and even if they're adults, according to many poskim, are not chayef to give anything. Then anyone that is soymech al shulchan aviv, even an adult child, when the father, the Rosh Habayis, gives, he's giving on their behalf as well. He does not need to add to the shir. I'm going to go give double the amount because I'm giving for my son and my wife. That's not the halacha. When a husband gives, he gives on behalf of the whole, everyone that is relying upon him. His wife, Ishtar Kegufay, and if he has adult children that he fully supports. If he does not fully support them, they have their own income, they make their own money, then it would be right that they should go do the mitzvah by themselves. Oh, but it says in the pasuk the word ish, and ish would seem to indicate you, and you only one man at a time, you can't go do for someone else. That's not the way we translate the word ish in the Megillah, because we have to remember the Megillah is a Megillah. It's not a Sefer Torah, and the language is not meant to be as precise as we would do if it was a pasuk in the Chumash. Question, Lirei Ehu. To your friend. Who is your friend? Is your rabbi your friend? Many rabbanim would be very insulted if the balabatim say the rabbi is my friend. Balabas, you go to a simcha, and the balabas, oh, let me introduce you to my good friend. Here's my friend Aaron. Here's my good friend Aaron. Excuse me, I'm not your friend, I'm your rabbi. Don't call me by my first name. Excuse me, have some respect over here. Oh. A rabbi is not a re'ehu. A father, you don't go, oh, here's my dad, here's my biological father, his name is Jack. Let me introduce to Jack, my good friend. Happens to me that he's my biological father. You don't do that. Okay, the goyim do, unfortunately, but you don't do that. It's derech eretz. A father is not called your re'ehu. Your rebbe is not your re'ehu. Your rabbi is not re'ehu. A zokein is not re'ehu. Question, does that mean that you have no obligation to give mishloach monos to a rabbi? So you should know, we don't accept this. There are whole, some hold that's right. It's not the right thing. In Hanami, you at least should not initiate. He's not your Yehu. Have some. It's the mitzvah was meant among your peers. Unbelievable. We don't accept that lahalacha. Lahalacha. Now, the truth is, the way I read it is that it all depends on what is the purpose. What is the purpose of the shlach? If the purpose is to make sure that they have what to eat for their su'uda, then of course, give. Then of course, you should. You have to give because everyone needs to make sure they have what to eat. So then you have to loy plug. Even though someone else gave him, doesn't matter. Loy plug. We don't go look and make an investigation if he has, does not have. You have to give no matter what. But if it's in order to be marbish shalom, now it may be hard for us to understand this, but in the eyes of the kadmonim, the early commentators, it's not derech eretz for a student to be marbish shalom by giving a gift to a rebbe. To us, you would say that's not so. You would say, adarabba, if you want to make peace, you want to be marbish shalom, then no. If you want to give a gift, if you want to give kavod to your rebbe, like bikurim, right? Bikurim, the Yisrael he brings, you give the matnas kahuna. But that's not what mishloach manas is. It's to be marbe. It's not a gift. It's a way of being marber reos, friendship. Your Rebbe is not your friend. There's a certain derech eretz that you have to maintain. If the Rebbe gives you, then the Rebbe initiates. Yes, that's ideal. No, that it's not. It's you're mixing. You're crossing the lines. You call the mitzvah of Meshloch Monos is a mitzvah of being marbe reos, friendship. It's not a mitzvah to give a gift. If the mitzvah would be to give a gift, and then it would not say, Re'eyu, you give a gift to the rabbi, you give a gift to the kohen, you give a doron, v'heves a shai la moira. There's a famous pasuk in Yeshaya, a shai is a gift la moira to the teacher, to the leader. It's not a gift. This is not a gift. This is a technique to be marbe peace in the world, and that has a certain derech eretz, a protocol, and the protocol is that the younger person does not initiate being marbe shalom ba'olam to the older person, to the Rebbe. Being marbe shalom ba'olam, the protocol is the other way around. I know it sounds very strange to us because we're not trained in the nuances, this nuance of what the difference between giving a gift and being marbe shalom. It's two different worlds. Most places do not look at matan mashloach manos as giving a gift. It's not a gift. Now, even though all that has been said, halacha l'maisa, bottom line is, in the world we live in today, you better give mashloach manos to your rabbi. Or it's a declaration of war. Okay, most rabbanim will tell you that if a bala boss who lives in the neighborhood does not come and deliver mishloach manos, it is a declaration of war. Mm. That's the way we live. That's how it has evolved. Now, if you learn that mishloach manos is a mitzvah just to make sure that your fellow man has food to eat for the Sudas Purim, okay, you're in range. If you learn that it's midin of reus, it's not really correct. But for whatever reason, that we don't look at it like that today. Today, obviously, no one says that I know of giving mashloach manos is a gift. It's not a gift. It's a different purpose. But yet today, niskadnu hadoros, we give no matter what. I guess maybe we do look at the rabbi as our friend. I guess that's how you have to look at it.
In the old shtetl, the people used to, I think my grandma, my mother said, used to give the rabbi or the rab, chef food.
It could be. We have to study this history. It could very well be that because of this principle, that mishloach manos is not. A gift. That's how it evolved. What we learned yesterday, Mo'os Purim. We learned yesterday there are four different types of money you give: Machlis Hashekel, Matonos Lo'avyoinim, Mo'os Purim, and Kol Hapoishet Yad Noisnim. Four completely different types of gifts of money are distributed on Purim. One of them has been lost from us today, called Mo'os Purim. We don't really do that anymore. You don't really see that. That's a lost art. Could very well be that in ancient times, not so long ago, you did not give Mishloach Manos to the Rav. Because it's not their cheretz to give Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is the protocol of being Marber Reus. It's not something you do to the rabbi. The rabbi is a different relationship.
Right.
So how, but it's Purim. You're not going to ignore the rabbi. So it developed a minhag to give to the rabbi Mo'os Purim. Today, we don't look the rabbi, the role of a rabbi and a rebbe is not like it was in years ago. There is a much, much closer relationship. And a parent as well. Okay, parent as well. Today, the relationship of parents and children and students and rebbeim and rabbalabatim to rabbanim, there's respect. Don't cross the line. But yet, it's a different type of relationship where our protocol is, yes, to give the Rav is an expression of being Marber Reos. That's how you have to look at it today. You have to look at it today is that even though he's the rabbi and this the father, the protocol of being marber reus demands, I'm not giving you a gift. I'm not giving you, you don't need my cheesecake or my, I don't know, whatever, my wife's sponge cake. You don't need it. You don't need it. Adraba, your wife anyway. Will tell you, don't dare eat it. It'll poison you.
No, you won't eat it anyway.
But
you don't know how they cook this.
So you ask another question. If you send a heksher that...
Oh, he's asking.
I said, by Hasidim, they give... I tried doing this when I came to Pai. You give to the Rebbe, you give money.
That's right. Yes, but today you give both. Today, my father was a Rav, so my father, the Baal HaBatim, would bring beautiful Mishloach Manos.
Right.
And the very wealthy Baal HaBatim would also give a check.
Some people don't want to take some rabbis. Because you're so used
they're
to it.
They're independently wealthy. Well, today, there's a whole Shaila, even if there's a Shaila. Today, it's a different world today. But today, Rabbanim, 90% of Rabbanim today are independently wealthy. Right. Every shul in the Flatbush is privately owned, Kemat. Privately owned shul. What do you have money to go build a shul? Okay, there are people that help out and Baal HaBatim and this and that. Today, at least in the New York, in the metropolitan area, New York, New Jersey, you don't. Rabbonis is not what it used to. It used to be that the community supported a rabbi. It used to be such a thing. It's a fact. And Rabbonim were poor. Rabbonim were not independently wealthy. Very rarely did you find a rabbi was independently wealthy. Didn't need the money. And then it was a very big complaint. And if a rabbi from Mechiras Chametz would not take money, it was a terrible thing. Because what were all the other rabbanim? Oh, good for you. You're 1 in 100. You don't need the money. So you can say, okay, don't give me any money. Give me money. I'm not taking any money for my services. Yeah, what about all the other rabbanim in the town who need this money literally to live, to put food in their mouth, their children? So if you're not going to take, everyone's going to come to you for free, and you're going to ruin it for everyone else. So there was Dinei Torah. A rav was mechuyev. You're not allowed to ruin it for other rabbanim. They're tshuvas like this.
Yeah.
Today, that's not the case anymore. Today, unfortunately, but today a lot of rabbanim, people go into this business of being rabbanim. I don't know. It's different. It's just a very different world today. Not everyone. Okay, not everyone. There's kamat no rav today that the only job is to be a rav. Come on, every rav today.
Where
no,
you
are. A handful of rabbanim, handful, in the whole New York City.
Out of town, it depends on what it says. They have to pay you a full-time salary or
I said in New York. Out of town, I'm talking about in New York. I know, out of town is a whole different world. I'm talking about over here in New York City, in Lakewood, in these communities, okay? In these communities. This kamat. Go look at all the rabbanim. Come on, every single rav, even of the big shul, has another full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare today. What?
Yeah, pretty much.
Every single. There are a few. There are a handful. A handful of very big rabbanim, very big shuls, very very big shuls. But come on, out of town is a whole different world. The rabbanis of out of town is a different type of rabbanis. So I'm not going. It's a different. So. Okay, but today you have to understand Me'ikar Hadin, it's a very important you say to understand what is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. It's either to guarantee that your fellow man has what to eat at the Suda's Purim. And if that's the case, we say Loi Plug. You don't make an investigation, oh, maybe someone in the neighbor already brought him food. Chazal said everyone should give each other to cover up, to guarantee everyone has what to eat for their Suda. A second time, to be Marbe Reus, friendship. Now, a lot of that is built upon the pasuk, u'mishloach manos ish lirei'ehu, reus. Now, in ancient times, when there was a very big difference between a rabbi and a balabas, between a rebbe and a student, there was a very big gap.
Distance.
Then, the rules of reus do not allow a student or a balabas to be marber reus with the rabbi. You're not my friend. There's no need for me to be marber. We're not going to get too comfortable. Let's keep the lines separate. You need to be marber reus with your next door neighbor, with people of your own kind. You want to give me a gift? A shai la moire? When Mashiach will come, we'll say all the nations of the world are going to come present gifts. Very nice. You can give me a gift every day of the year. There's nothing special like giving a gift on Purim. Purim, you don't give gifts to the rabbi. In Purim, it's a mitzvah of mishloach manos ish l'reyeyu u'matanos l'rev yoinim. So you don't give a gift. It's a mishloach manos. It's not a gift. Today we live in a different world where you have to understand that today people look at the distance between a rebbe and a student and a rav and his balabatim are in the geder of reyos. The gap, the distance is not there's respect, but yet it's a different type of relationship. And thus in our society, yes, it fits into the framework of Mimarbe Reus Adarava to give a gift, to give Mishloach Monos to the rabbi. It does fit in our now I'm suggesting. Where did it come, this minig in ancient times called Ma'os Purim, which clearly was money you gave the Rav? The money went to the rabbi, the money went to the chazan, the money went to the Baal Kriya. That was because Adrab, since there was this distance and you did not give money, you did not give Mishloach Manos to the rabbi. So it's an insult. Everyone gets a gift and the rabbi doesn't get a gift. That's right. There was a minig to give the rabbi a check, to give him money. Not popcorn and a bottle of a can of Coke. Okay? They give him cash. Today we live in a different world. Today, you know, wealthy people, they give their rabbi a mishloach manos, and they also give him a check. Okay, you know, it all depends. It all depends on the society. It all depends on the society where you grew up in. That appears to be the way it has evolved. Now, so come quick shilas. Can you give a person two of exactly the same thing? You have to give two things. I'm going to give you two bagels. Okay, very good. Two bagels, exactly the same. You know, not one that has sesame seeds, one that has everything, or one that has nothing. No, exactly two. So some say, yeah, it says monois. Monois means two items. They can be the same. Two pieces of meat that are identical, two pieces of a fish, or two bottles of wine. Well, that's another child of it. It says is a wine called the monel. So some say no. Some say there's a requirement that there should be a little bit of a difference. You want to go give him a turkey roll, one has to be smoked turkey roll, and one has to be regular turkey roll. Mm-hmm. You can't give exactly the two items, cannot be exactly the same thing. But they can be two foods. And the chiddush is, they can be two, they can be beverages. A beverage is also called a mana. I saw a tremendous chiddush. One of the Rishonim seems to want to make a whole dika. I couldn't look up the Gemara, that a mana can only be either fish or meat.
Okay.
No, I think either or. Maybe a tavshel, a cooked dish. The only thing that you can call a mana, meat, fish, or a cooked dish. And you have to give two different types.
Could it be raw meat?
Oh, and that's another question. But today, the average person does not give meat, fish, or a cooked dish. So according to this shita, came out known in Klal Yisrael as Yoytzei in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. But this Rishon is Medayik in the Gemara, the whole Shtikl Torah, that the word Manos. What's a Manos? It's plural of Manos. A Manos, he shows, in the Gemara means fish or meat. Obviously, we don't accept this, La Halacha. We give anything that you possibly could want. Does it have to be two things that are completely different? No, but the evidence, if you give exactly two things that are identical, you also yaitze the mitzvah. It's very common, people give a beverage and a food. That's perfectly fine. Now, here's a very good question. Let's say it's raw. Let me ask you a better question. Let's say you give someone a live chicken. A live chicken. So first he has to shecht it. And then he has to kasher it. And then he has to cook it. And then he has to eat it. Are you yaitze? Are you yoytze? No, giving to the dog, you're not yoytze mishloach manos.
No, the guy you give it to.
Okay, running out of time. Are you yoytze? So the answer is not so simple. Okay, we're brought up with this idea. If you give someone tea bags, remember I was like, they give you these tea bags. They give tea bags.
Oh, cool. To Brisk Yeshiva there, someone gave a live chicken there to them.
You have a live chicken? Yeah. Okay, let's say you give someone tea bags. Tea bags, or you give someone spices. Okay, sometimes you have some bizarre types of mishloach manos. And you wonder if the person, so you can't say you're not yoytze. You can't say you're not.
It's like a
party. You know, you can't say that. Is it ideal? No. L'chatchila, monois means ready to go.
Ready to eat.
Ready to go. All ready to go. Ready. Give someone an egg. If it's a hard boiled egg, you can eat right now, okay? But let's say you give them a raw egg. All right. Technically, can you eat a raw egg? I guess so. A chazan drinks a raw egg. I don't know. It's not ideal, but you can't say you're not yoitze if you give someone tea bags. Because tea bag is something that you eat.
It can become.
You pour water and you make it into a food. It's don't be so swift to say, oh, I'm an RS, you're not yoitze. It's not so simple.
It's part of the theme.
Okay, what about Hechsher? You give someone something that this fellow, you know, will not eat from that Hechsher. Okay, let me say, will not eat from this Hechsher. Or let's say you give something that's Cholof Stam to a person you know will give up his life not to eat Cholof Stam. He will not eat OUD. Okay, will not eat Entenmann's. He will never eat Entenmann's. Is it still kosher Entenmann's?
Yeah,
there was a whole thing about
place,
Entenmann's.
Place.
They wanted to stop it, right? That was one of the big first products. Entenmann's was one of the OU's first big corporate projects that they. So you got to know a guy, your Horeg Val Yava will eat Cholof Stam. And you come with glee in your eyes, you knock on his door, have Entenmann's. Entenmann chocolate chip cookies with a Yahoo milkshake. Right? Yahoo milkshake. Here. Simchas Purim. Are you yoytzei the mitzvah? Good question. Is it lechatchila? Definitely not.
But if you do for spite,
definitely not. It's not if you know he's not going to eat it. It's not a lechatchila. The whole mitzvah is simar bereus of giving food that he can consume at a suda. Consume now. Another guy, let's say you just saw him in the restaurant, come out of the restaurant, the fleshig restaurant. You saw him eating a basar, and he comes out and you present him with milchaks. Are you yoytze?
Yes.
No, it's not so pashit. No,
yes,
and I told him, please let me say, you can't, in all of these cases, you cannot say that you're not yoytze. Can you say that when you yoytze l'chatchila? You also can't say that. Okay, it's very, just everything is seichel. The goal is he should be able to eat it today. Now, on this day. Theoretically, can he eat it? Well, you want to be machmir or not eat Cholof Stam? Good for you, but it's kosher. Listen, get over it. It's kosher. You don't want to eat it? Okay, you have high standards. Did I give you a money that theoretically you can eat? Theoretically? Does Rav Moshe say it's kosher? You know it's kosher. You're machmir. It's a personal chumrah. But is it kosher? Yes, it is kosher. So you can't say you're not yoytze, but you are to a degree missing the point. It's just seichel. You don't need svarim to tell you these things. It's a matter of seichel. The ikar mitzvah is to give someone something which they can be nene from today, and through that you'll be marbe reyos. If you're going to give him something which you know, okay, very nice, I'll give it to my kids. I'll repackage it. Okay, I'll re-gift it. Re-mishloach monoset. Okay, I'll re-give it.
You give something, right?
So the Shai is another question, better question. Can you give mishloach monos at night, the following night? We know that you cannot give mishloach monos the night before. You're not yoytze. We learned yesterday you can be yoytze matonis levyonim the night before. What about giving later on? So here's the halacha. If it's your first mishloach monos, no. Okay, it's very interesting halacha. People don't know this halacha. If it's your first mishloach monos, you cannot be yoytzei giving it the following night. But get a load of this: if you already gave mishloach monos in the morning, and you just didn't get around, you know, you have to go a lot of people. It's an incredible chiddush. You yoytze, it's an additional kiyum of mishloach manos lechatchila. Unbelievable. I don't know, it sounds like lechatchila. I never knew this. Giving mishloach manos at night. Just like everyone knows that the su'uda, you could start the su'uda by day and let it extend into the night. Incredible chiddush. You can start your mishloach monos by day and continue giving mishloach monos into the night. So I was always embarrassed. Sometimes there are certain people I have obligations to, and I get caught up, and I don't make it on time, and I have to go to Suda and this and that, and before I turn around, the day is over, and then I realize, you know, it's not nice. This person is so good to me, he helps me out, I really owe my karas hatayif. I gotta give him a shalach manos. Oh, but it's already 8 o'clock at night. So what do? I take him a shalach manos, and I go to 8 o'clock at night, and I just say some nonsense excuse, and I put it on the table. I know I'm not yoytze, but you know, whatever. Fine. But the truth is, I am yoytze. I learned this yesterday. Yimam is yoytze. It's just like a Su'udas Purim.
It's connected to the
Su'udas. Yes, according to the Lamed, so we take advantage of every loophole we possibly can. Like I told you, everything we learned today over here, there's no right, there's no wrong. Basically, everything, you can never say to a person, you're not yoytze. You give someone tea bags, two different types of tea bags, this flavor and that flavor, or even the same two tea bags. Two Lipton tea bags. You give two Lipton tea bags at night, after you've already given someone in the morning. You can't tell me I'm not yoytze another darga by doing that. Is it ideal? Obviously not ideal. But you get the idea. You can't say all these examples. And next very important question. When I was in yeshiva, you always a mishagas. That's a mishagas. You give the idea shaliach. Where does that come from? You go to your rebbe. I'm right in front of my rebbe. And I say to the bochur next to me, here, I'm making you a shaliach to give the mishalach monos to the rebbe. Why? So this comes from a Mishnah Beruda. The Mishnah Berurah cites a sefer called the Binyan Tzion. And the Binyan Tzion, it cites this in the Mishnah Berurah, it has a dilemma. It says in the Pasuk, U'mishloyach monos ish l'reyehu, which implies the way to give is al yidei shaliach. It's more about kavodik. Is it really? I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. A lot of this is lost on me, the kavod element of how giving with a shaliach is more dignified than giving it directly. I don't know, to me it seems the other way around. Obviously there are certain things that we're missing in the protocol and how we conduct ourselves, but the Binyan, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is one of the big mysteries of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, there must be some out there who write all of the mysteries of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is such a learned sefer, and there's so many fascinating things, but a lot of mysteries, unresolved questions about the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of strange, like the plagiarism of quoting a whole page of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and not saying that it was taken word for word from Shulchan Aruch Harav, and there are contradictions. There are a lot of a whole big collection of mysteries about the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, don't get me wrong, is Kodesh Kodoshim, beyond belief, Chofetz Chaim's holy work. But he writes there from the Binyan Tzion that the Binyan Tzion has a tzorech in, the ideal thing is to do it al yidei shaliach, and therefore those that want to be machmir and give it only al yidei shaliach. Problem is, if you take out a Binyan Tzion, we have today the whole sefer Binyan Tzion, the tshuva b'zion, and you read the tshuva, at the end of the tshuva he writes that it's pashut, that there's no advantage to shaliach. He has a dilemma. He's a mefalpel. Maybe he is. It says mishloach manos. At the end of the teshuva, he concludes it's mutar lichatchila to give the mishloach manos yourself. You don't need to give it al yidei shliach. And when it says mishloach, it does not mean to appoint an agent. So the question is, the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Binyan Tzion. So why doesn't he quote the end of the Binyan Tzion, where the Binyan Tzion resolves the dilemma and says there is no advantage? It's a big mystery. So lachal l'maisa, you can certainly give it directly. You want to be mahad, you want to give al yidei shliach. Okay, some indeed have that minuk to give al yidei shliach.
What about leaving it at somebody's house when they're not there?
That's okay, as long as in their rishus. As long as there are two dinim, there's a dinim of giving it. No, so like I said, you can't say you're not yoytzeh. Everything comes back to this yisoid.
Sometimes they're right, please don't leave it.
You always have to ask yourself this in every psak halacha. You always have to ask yourself this question. can you say you're not yotze? Instead of saying, oh, you have to be a brisker, you know, yeah, all the chumas. Can you say you're not yotze? I always think about this story. The guy is buying a lulav in Eshug, and he's there literally the whole day. He's sitting there, Meshuggah, nothing to do, doesn't have a job. He sits there the whole day, and he goes every single lulav, looking every single lulav to find the perfect lulav. A guy walks in there, and he says, could I please buy I need a possible lulav to know for the...
To give it to the...
Only Mary would say that. I want a possible lulav, you know, to make the rings. Could I have I'll pay you $5, give me a possible lulav. So the Meicha says, it's the guy here. He's here the whole day. He went through every single. He'll tell you what's possible. He's still in there. He know. Obviously, he knows, and he does know. So he goes, tell me, you went through about only 5,000 love, and which one is possible? He says, possible? I didn't see a possible lulav the whole day here. Every single lulav. You can't say that it's possible. So what's your problem? So take any lulav. Take anyone. Take any lulav. Whatever, I have an illness.
OCD.
I have an illness. I have a sickness. I need a certain type of lulav. It's like shidduchim, right? I have a sickness. I need a certain type. I just can't take anything, right? I have a sickness. Okay, I have a sickness. So I went to 5,000, but I can't say there's even one lulav in this store that's possible. So all the scenarios of Mishloach Manos, you cannot say there's even one scenario that you're not yotze. Even if you go, many people, they send, you go online. It's a big thing that they go online. Very nice. And you order. And they tell you, so some they say, guaranteed delivery on Purim. Bo bayom. First of all, you're giving it. Lechatchila is supposed to give it, and it's supposed to be delivered. So I'm not giving it. Bo bayom. I'm setting up the whole system. So there's a lumbus. The lumbus is, even though you're putting into motion, but you only really, I don't even know how you work out all the legal loopholes that your gemiras das is, that the giving should only be chal on the day that you give. Or who says, maybe you can give today, you can put it in motion as long as the person gets it. Let's say he doesn't get it. Guaranteed delivery. Prime, next day. It doesn't show up. So you're not yoytze? You're also yoytze. The Amazon was a shliach to be koineh al yodai. I made Amazon my shliach.
I'm going to be yishkeh.
For this halacha, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're put into motion. So Amazon is the representative of the one that I'm sending you to. Is it ideal? It's certainly not ideal. That you understand. But to say you're not yoytzei, you can't say you're not yoytzei. I did everything I can possibly do, and therefore I want that Amazon in their warehouse, they have acquired it on behalf of so-and-so. That's my kavana. It's good enough. It's good enough. Yoytze, you can say yoytze b'di'evet. Okay, another important question. Some places can say that when you give mishloach manos, you're not yoytze unless you give a mishloach manos l'fi the honor of the person. If you go to a very wealthy person, and you give him a little thing of potato chips with... A bottle of Poland Spring, a small one, Poland Spring, water, it's water called the money, bottled water, okay, same thing, bottled water, are you yoytze? Well, it costs a lot of money, bottled water, Rabbi Sai, especially, you know, the expensive waters, it costs even more than a soft drink, it's very a lot of money, but it's water. It may cost $5, but it's water.
It's Kabbalah.
Is that called the money? Is that called the money? So the answer is like everything. Can you say you're not yotze? You can't say you're not yotze. Because it is a money. In today's society, bottled water is a money. In Chazal's eyes, is that really called the money? Water? Is it called the money? It's a staple of life. It's expensive, but is it called the money? Not necessarily. So is it ideal to send water, Mishloach Manos? Definitely not. Can you say that you're not yotze? You can't say you're not yotze. Now let's say you send a little teeny bottle of Poland Spring with with a small size of popcorn, and you go to a multimillionaire. He happens to be your next door neighbor, and he lives in a compound, not in a palace, and somehow you have access to get in to him on Purim, and you put it down on the table. Are you yoytze mishloach manos? Not likely. Like I told you, can you say you're not yoytze? You can't say you're not yoytze. But is this correct? Many poskim say no, it's not. It's disrespectful, in fact.
So you shouldn't give.
I don't say. I don't know. I don't know what to say. You shouldn't give. I don't know what that's. I don't know what to say. But one thing is, there's a principle which people overlook in mishloach manos due to they don't have options, because you can't break the bank over this, and that is mishloach manos is meant to be given ish lefi kvoidoi. Ish l'rei'ehu as an expression which Chazal interpreted to mean is, you give something b'kovedik lefi the person. To a child, a person, so some people, you give them popcorn and Poland Spring, that's beautiful, that's very b'kovedik. For some people, a different type of person, it's not. For him, you give something dignified. What is dignified? Use your imagination. Okay, some people, the women, they appreciate more the theme. You know, as long as the food is not so, you know, the food is there, you'd say. The packaging, you know, the packaging also counts for something. Not to minimize the packaging. Today we live in a world of a lot of a glitter, okay? Don't minimize that. There's something to it as well. There's a lot of chachma and there's a lot of yoifi in it. That's a chelek. There's no question the packaging is a chelek of a money. How do you know this? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayochinu es hamincha." Bring to this person, to the Mishnah Lamelech, Yosef, all these beautiful things. And then it says there, when they arrived, "Vayochinu es hamincha." What does that mean, "Vayochinu es hamincha"? They have in their bag this spice and that spice and this spice and this. Just dump it on the table. No. They were up the whole night, like the night of Purim night, and your wife was on the dining room table with the ribbons and the bags and the paper, this paper and that paper, and has to be just right. Presentation, packaging. Okay, I was in the store, I was just laughing my head off, but it's not to live about, is where. So a woman was buying a sefer, a present. She was buying, I don't know, it didn't cost very much what she was buying. And she wanted a gift wrap. And was she going wild? The guy was gift wrapping. No, this paper is no good. Oh, how could you gift wrap it like that? You have to go put on the anchor. You don't know how to gift wrap. She was carrying on and on and on about the gift wrapping paper and the way they folded and how big. Like, to her, the gift wrapping paper, how big the piece of scotch tape is when you finally secure it, when you fold it, is infinitely more valuable than the object, the product inside of it.
Packaging is very important.
So Purim packaging counts. That is nichlal. Don't belittle it. That's nichlal in. In monos. A mone is a word which carries the flavor of not just the calories. It captures the marketing, the packaging. The proof is, look at Yaakov and Yosef. Vayochinu es hamincha. They made preparations. What did they make preparations? They have it there. What preparations do you have to make? What were they doing? I got the buttonists, the shkedim, whatever it says, all those, I got it in the bag. Just say, here it is, here, Yosef, here. Here it is. Hard-boiled egg, here it is. No, you have to package it beautifully. Wrap it. Do it just right. There has to be a ribbon. There has to be just the right card. You got to know what to write on the card. What you write. I know people, I really know people, this is scary. I spent time with certain people. I owed them a lot. They were very good to me. So I spent time writing a nice card. Okay? Very few people. I don't have time for this. A nice card for a person. And I come to the person and they take out the card of the Mishloach Manos. And they show it to me. And they said, look, I saved this. you wrote something very nice. It meant a lot to me. I had no clue. I remember I spent time because I owed this person. They did me a very big favor. I owed it. And like, what did I give them in the Shalach money? I have no idea. They have no idea. But they have the card. They have the card. They say it. They read it. That is the Mishloach Manos. That's the Mishloach Manos. It's the card. It's the packaging. It's the presentation. It's Vayochinu Es HaMincha Adbo Yosef Batso Horayim. That's what Mishloach Manos is all about. If you go to a gevir, a multimillionaire, and you put down Poland Spring and popcorn. Lo Yotzo Yidei Chayvasa. What kind of nerve is that? Ish lefima haloloi. There is something to it. That's a chelik of the mitzvah. Yeah.
No, I don't do it, but they told me a long time ago that with the card, you put your name down, and you should also put two and his name down on the card.
Of course. Okay, everything, you know, you can't go mashugya, everything's different. Yeah, let me just do, I'll just finish with 5 minutes and then we'll stop. I'll finish with a few more things about Mishloach Manos. What about children? Is there an inyan for an adult to give Mishloach, a yaitza giving to a child? If an adult gives Mishloach Manos to a child, are you yaitza? Not so simple. If is a child obligated to give Mishloach Manos, it says ish l'rayehu. He's not an adult. Is there a din of chinuch? Is there maybe in this case there is no chinuch because it's only ish? Who's chinuch? It's chinuch upon the parents of mechuyev. These are all very big dilemmas. What are the gedarim of teaching children to give mishloach manos? And if you give to a child, are you yoytzei giving a child mishloach manos? Okay, another shayla. What?
My wife uses the einiklach to send to people.
Shluchim. So they ask. So he's asking another question. Can you make a child as a shliach? Normally, a child cannot be a shliach. A child is no worse than UPS, right? No worse than the post office. So l'chayra shouldn't make a difference. Okay, l'chayra, there's no issue whatsoever. What?
Okay.
Another question. This is an interesting question. Can you be yoytzei matonos levyoinim with mishloach manos? The one to whom you give the Mishloach Manos also happens to be an Evyain or an Ani. So by me giving him the Mishloach Manos, I'm giving him a $10 Mishloach Manos. And he's a poor person. And this will be lunch for him. It'll be supper for him, whatever it'll be. Can you combine Oysen Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? So it's very shocking. Normally you would say off the bat, definitely not. Ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Chazal said there are two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and there is a mitzvah of Matonos Lo'ev Yoinim. Yet, I see here from the Paiskin, they say you yoytzei. Then you can combine, it's a Feresh Gemara in fact, the Feresh Gemara, or one of the Amorayim, he gave another Amora, a very lavish, he gave him something and he told him you yoytzei both. He gave him very lavish Mishloach Manos, we're very poor person, so he said to him, Yoytzei both Mishloach Manos and Matonos Lev Yoinim. What do you take out of this? Take out of this is that the rules of Purim seem, there's a consistent theme from when I'm reading in all the Paiskim of Matonos Lev Yoinim and Mishloach Manos, the rules are very much relaxed relative to other rules, other mitzvahs deraisa. To combine two mitzvahs together, you yoytzei, you give mishloach manos to a poor person, and you yoytzei in one shot both, that would be normally a violation of ein oisin mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. And yet we don't say that. You say it's perfectly fine. Giving mishloach manos to a poor person, you yoytzei both in one shot. Okay, anyone have any questions? Before any questions, I'm sure I left out a lot of things.
The son can give to father and father.
Yes, so that we discussed. The son can give to a father. That was the discussion we said before. Can the son give to a father? Give to a son? A Rebbe? Yes, you can give to brothers. You can give to family. Okay, let me just if I left anything out. Anything out about... Mishloach Manos, Keutuminim, Keish, Lorei. Okay, one other Yisrael, very important, is that many say that when it's this important rule, when it says ish lireyehu, I kept on trying to tell you, lireyehu means one of your peers. Chazal, there's a whole shtickle Torah on this, that the reyehu means reyehu b'mitzvahs. A reya, it means the chi of mishloach ma'as, believe it or not, someone may make a mistake and think, this is a shocking thing, is that the mitzvah mishloach ma'as is to give to a goy. Oh, maybe you can, if you not have a pasuk, can you make such an argument? Is that on Purim, you can mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach manas by giving it to a goy?
Sure.
Giving it to a goy? What was Purim all about? I don't know. Maybe someone will come up with a lundis that's also part of the mitzvah. In response to reject that hava amina, many want to learn that when it says in the Megillah lireyehu, the ikur translation of reyehu means reyehu b'mitzvahs. The mitzvah on Purim is not to get the goyim involved. You give to reyehu b'mitzvahs. Now when you learn the word reyehu means reyehu b'mitzvahs, that totally changes the attitude towards the understanding of the mitzvah when it comes to a rebbe, when it comes to a rav, or it comes to a rabbinic figure. Because until now, we were learning with the Yisoy there, it means a colleague, someone, a peer, because it's to be marbet reus, friendship. And a Rebbe, a superior, there's a distance. It's not protocol to go be marbet reus with a superior. That's all if you learn the word reu means to be a peer, a colleague. But if you learn the word reu to mean reehu b'mitzvois, it's only there to exclude a non-Jew.
Right.
But your Rebbe, your Rav, and your superior, they are Re'ehu b'mitzvahs. So then, gezun to hate. And if you want to say that's a pshat, and Enoch and Ami, some will suggest, he actually brings it down over here, is that the purpose of giving Mishloach Manos, the third you said, is to give a gift. Ashai l'moire. You want to give a gift. If Re'ehu means Re'ehu b'mitzvahs, the purpose is, I want to give a gift. So the Adarab, the first one to give a gift to is to give a gift to your Rebbe, to give a gift to the Rav. So he's Re'ehu b'mitzvahs, he's Chayiv in mitzvahs, he's Re'ehu b'mitzvahs.
Oh, it just means he does mitzvahs? It means he's just
Chayiv? He's Chayiv in mitzvahs. So then we take away three possible reasons for the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Number one is make sure that your friend has what to eat. Number two, it's Re'os. Friendship, and that's limitation. Your Rebbe is not your friend. The third mahalach is Re'ehu means Re'ehu b'mitzvahs. Your Rebbe is your friend in mitzvahs, and that means what's the purpose of the purpose can be a gift. A gift, your Rebbe has priority. Okay, last thing, there's a gig chakira among you. See this, the chakira. Is it a day to, you have a priority, you only have that much time, a very little time, in fact, to give Mishloach Manos. You have to make a decision whom you're going to invest your time in bringing Mishloach Manos to. It's a tough decision. Who are you going to invest giving? Let's say you have friends and enemies. Should you go and invest time in bringing the Mishloach Manos to your enemies to make peace, or at the expense of not bringing Mishloach Manos to your friends? Or should I go give Mishloach Manos to your friends, enemies or enemies? Too bad for the enemy. Another time for him to make peace. So this is a very big dilemma. Some say Purim is a time to make peace. If you have an enemy, your enemy is priority number one. Send Mishloach Manos to your enemy to make peace, to be Marber Reyos. And some Poskim say Pum Faket. Don't take for granted your friends.
Because you'll make enemies.
You have enemies. Mm-hmm. You have a whole year to make peace with your enemies. You have enemies, go straight. Purim is not a day for enemies. The whole year you should make peace. Take your friend out to reserve cut, make peace with your enemy. Purim is a day, don't forget about your friends. In life, you have friends, you have neighbors, you have family. Don't take them for granted. Show, be mechazek, your pre-existing friends. It's a very big dilemma. Look at the Svarim, and you'll see it all borders on the word re'ehu. Umishloach manos ish l'reyehu. Preserve your friendships, mechazek the friendships, yireyehu. Don't look to make new friends. Deal with what you have until now. Well, some say no, it's a day of reyos, make new friends. It's a day to go out and make new friends. It's a big dilemma how you touch the word reyu. Bottom line is, there's a massive spectrum in Mishloach Manos. Like we said, whatever you do, you're good. You can't say you're not yoytzei. What is ideal? Everyone use your seichel. You use your seichel. Why you don't need svarim for this? What is the ideal way in your situation to mekayim the mitzvah? Have a good day.